Hey, are you tired of meeting with prospects only to have them put you off again and again, turning them into yet another missed opportunity? Are you tired of trying to do the same things in meetings and not seeing any improvement in the amount of business you're closing? Do you want to stop giving your time away in hopes that a client will buy something or someday transfer their assets? Well, Whiteboard University is our two-hour live workshop where we will teach you how to have engaging meetings with every prospect and client you meet with, how to quantify your advice so prospects are willing and excited to pay you a financial planning fee, and finally, where we teach you how to explain financial strategies in a dynamic, interesting way that will separate you from all the boring advisors who do the same old thing. If you're serious about having better client meetings and closing business faster, visit WhiteboardU.com today and sign up for one of our live workshops in November. Whiteboard University offers a 100% money-back guarantee if we don't help you improve your communication and meeting skills. That's WhiteboardU.com. We'll see you there.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sten Morgan here with my bro from another Mo.
Yep.
Is that what they say? Andy Trout?
That's what they say now. What they say now. Absolutely. Great to be with you, my friend. Excited about today's episode. We've talked about this a long time ago, but frankly, we've made some changes. We've made it better and better and better. And we have I have a call actually today with an advisor who had reached out to us about this, which is our live event, How to Charge Live. And so we're going to talk more about what you actually will experience should you come to that event and what hundreds and hundreds of advisors have already experienced through the event. We've been doing this long enough, praise God, that people are starting to come back for a second time and get the refresher. So excited to talk about that today.
Yeah, I think back, I'm losing my voice a little bit for some reason, but I think back when we decided to do this event, and for me as an advisor, I've attended virtual trainings and those are really helpful. But I found myself even as a business owner, like if I can just sit down for a day and a half or 2 days,
yeah,
kind of rip the Band-Aid off and have like meaningful change.
Yeah.
It's the way I best learned in business versus I'm going to be caught up and distracted with my daily life and to-dos, and then I'm going to sprinkle in training as I go.
Yeah.
I felt like that helped me make like incremental changes, but I never had like transformation. I never had like mindsets broken down and rebuilt.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the conferences I would go to were pretty typical conferences where, you know, the people that sponsored it would be on stage talking about the product they wanted us to buy. And maybe there was one or two breakouts where I was like, wow, that was really meaningful.
Yeah.
So for us at EAN, when we had all this different content and all these things that advisors were excited about, how do I know my value? How do I charge for that value? What do I even deliver that, you know, when we sat down and we said, I think we can do this in 2 days and the results we've seen from it, for me as an advisor, if I can go somewhere and just immerse myself and learn something new from start to finish, in my opinion, it is the way to learn and adopt something.
Yeah. Again, to step away, and we mentioned this at the event, to step away from your business and your life, to get on a plane or get in the car and go away. First of all, it is an investment. But second, it's just way more effective. Like we know this. Like we did a virtual class yesterday. It went great. People enjoyed it. But you just jump right back into life. So when you can really get away from your home environment, it really is a phenomenal learning environment. But what I would say is super frustrating, and this is, I think, true of just a lot of in-person events, and I have sympathy and empathy for people who have to plan events because there's a lot of different parties to sort of make happy. We only have one group that we need to make happy, and that's the advisors that show up. And so we built this. This is an event for advisors built by an advisor, you, and as a business owner. And so it's a very good use of time. We cover a lot of stuff in a day and a half. So today we're just going to talk through what are those different sections that we talk about, and if and when you come, what would be your expectation?
Perfect. First things first is I think I really appreciate when we open up and we just unpack the idea of knowing your value as an advisor. That a lot of us have head trash around, will people pay for this? How much is it really worth? And so we walk through my personal journey with financial planning, and I show you the numbers, the growth of my planning revenue. And I show you the steps that I took along each stage that helped that number keep growing, but for also for it to be a business I enjoy doing. So that financial planning wasn't like this frustration for me. I actually enjoyed doing it, and it helped me manage more assets. It helped me get more insurance business when I wanted it. So I love the first section when it's a group of advisors sitting in a room saying, I believe I can do the practical side of this, but I have some roadblocks in my mind to kind of jumping headfirst.
It is important to have the end in mind, to have a goal in mind, to say, where could this actually take me before you start on the journey? You know, I think about, there's this weird thing that everyone experiences this, who's listening to my voice now. If you have a 2-hour long trip, the last like 10 minutes is like, man, I'm so antsy to get there. You could have a 7-hour trip, and like after 2 hours, you're not antsy. Like there's this thing, once you know the size of the journey, you will emotionally sort of recalibrate. And so what we try to do at this event is we say in the very first thing, listen, understand what's at stake. Understand what's possible. Know your value as an advisor. And obviously, if you come to the event, you're bought into it to some degree of, I want this. But we set out this, like, here's what you are truly worth because of your experience and your willingness and your expertise. So knowing your value is really, really important to start off, because it will then determine how much you charge and how much you're willing to put in this. This is not a social media strategy or a different way of laying out your website. This is a really amazing third piece of revenue in a way that people can operate their business.
Yeah, what I love is that we've had all types of advisors come. We've had like the ultimate skeptics where they're like, this is your shot to prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I'm coming here, I'm going to ask a bunch of questions. I'm going to kind of try to prove this thing wrong. Because for me, when I start financial planning, I spent more effort trying to say this wouldn't work or we're not allowed to do this. Or I'm just going to do more of what I've already been doing because it's comfortable. But then we also get the advisors that come, they're like, I'm already doing this, I just want to do it a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, help me run a business around it. So this event is built for anybody that, one, questions like, is this possible? Can I finally get paid for my time and ideas? Can I just stop selling constantly? To the advisor that's like, okay, Andy Sten, I believe you. Now help me do it better.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next part, the next section, it's very early in the first days. We talk about idea partners and idea sources. Really, the resource that you are selling as a planner is that you have the knowledge and then the team around you, whether it's yourself or idea partners, to change, to create a trajectory and a course for someone to really change their finances. And it's not just 3 or 4 individual products. It's a plan, right? And so where you get those is really important. And so we change this. You've developed this over the years. Is you change it from sort of circle of influence to sort of like lead sources. You hope that they send you business and you might send them their, yours, to really something fundamentally different. So explain why these people are different and how this works, that you have idea sources and idea partners, why it's so important.
So when I shifted from what a financial advisor is I'm somebody that knows more about investments or insurance than the average person. So I can sell it to them, because I know it, they need it, to I'm going to learn how to ask great questions, take in all this information, and then give somebody back a roadmap. When I started down that path, I got intimidated by different parts of that plan. The tax strategies. I'm not a CPA. How am I going to learn all this? Do I have to go back to school and get trained in all this stuff?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Estate planning. Oh, I'm not a lawyer. Can I even give advice on this? Well, you don't have to. Like, you are the person that's project managing and you are a curator of great ideas. You're going to go out and say, okay, here's things we can think about doing, but you're going to present it in a way that the person understands it and they can take action. And so what I love about the idea partners, when I had that shift in my mindset, is I don't need to be an expert at everything, but I can build a bench of other professionals that specialize in what they do best, and then I can lean on them for that help.
Yeah.
So when I started looking at a financial plan as 6 different categories, and I said, okay, who are the experts in each one of these categories that can support me? It took a lot of pressure off me to have to be the smartest person. So when I sit down with a business owner worth $100 million, there was a version of me at one point was like, I'm not qualified because I don't own a business that big. I've never worked with clients that big, but I'm empowered now when no matter who I meet with, I'm really good at asking questions, finding out what their goals are. And then I say, sounds great. Let me go to work with my team and I can come back. So I don't have to have the answer on the spot every time, but I am confident the people I have access to are really smart and will help me come up with a great plan.
Yeah, I really equate it to, there's a few different examples of this, but one would be like a project manager where whether you think of a construction site, you've got this person and their job is to manage all the different contractors. The project manager should know something about plumbing and roofing and structural and kind of stuff, but there's no way they're an expert to the degree that all those other people are experts. What they're an expert at is knowing the right people to call, managing the work that's being done, and getting it completed. Is a project manager important? Yeah, try to do a great complex project without a good project manager.
Yep.
People's lives can be very complex, specifically business owners. And so if you can be a great project manager, you know, you don't want your project manager to be on the roof all the time or doing they need to be able to be there to supervise and redirect. But this is the shift that we teach advisors, is that we're not telling you to now be an expert at everything. We're telling you, just like Sten said, no experts, refer to them, and people will say thank you. They will give you credit, even though you're not the one who's doing the, you know, the tax strategy specifically. The CPA is going to do that. You're not the one who, you know, drew up the will or whatever. The lawyer is going to do that. But who is the person in their life, in your client's life, that's going to put all these pieces together? Mm-hmm. And the answer is usually no one, unless you do it.
Yeah. And I feel like as I look through these sections and back at the 40, 50 of these we've done, is there's, I've experienced with a lot of our attendees, like relief in each one of these sections.
Yeah.
Like in the first one, the relief is, well, you're telling me all my experience and knowledge actually has value. Like I don't just have to sell stuff all the time. And they're like, that's a relief. Getting to idea partners and say, I don't have to go to centers of influence and be the person that just asks for referrals from them all the time, when most of the time they don't give it to me. I can use them for their ideas and they can be a partner. Oh, that's such a relief.
Yeah.
And so there's so many frustrating, hard things in our business that we put up with, that in this event, we are giving you permission to do it a better way. And it's a way that you're actually going to enjoy more.
Yeah, it's interesting you brought that up. I don't know if I ever realized that is a predominant feeling that people have. And you can see it from the first day beginning to the end of the first day when we have dinner together. There's just this like, okay, I can see how this is possible, right? I can see a roadmap to me actually doing this.
And what we've never had is somebody come to the event and leave and say, oh, I'm good. I'm going to go back to the way I was doing it before.
Yeah.
I think we see different degrees of implementation.
Sure.
We've had people go from, you know, zero financial planning fees to six figures in a matter of 6 months. Cause they're like, this is who I've wanted to be.
Yeah.
And now I have a structure on how to have this be my reputation in town. And then some that say, well, now I have something that I can offer people that don't have money to move or insurance to buy, but I still want to add value to them. So whatever, as you listen to this as an advisor, that you're thinking, hey, this doesn't make sense. Well, you know, give us a chance to prove you wrong, or I believe it, I just don't know how to do it, to, hey, I'm kind of doing it, I just don't think I'm doing it efficiently. We built this event to help all of you leave with like a business model on how to now start getting paid well, not giving it away for free and, you know, charging some token fee, but getting paid well for your expertise.
And one of the frustration, if I kind of take a 10,000 foot view again, of events and leaving your house is like, is it worth it? Like, you've got to be able to look your spouse in the eye and your kids in the eye and say, I'm going to be gone for 2 days or 3 days. And you have to tell yourself the story and your family, like, and the rest of your clients, your staff, like, this is going to be worth my time.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I appreciate the event as a person who provides it, is I can look people in the eye and say, this pays for itself in one plan.
Yeah.
Like the practicality of this. And again, there's important management and team building and how to run more efficient practice. Those are all worthwhile pursuits. But sometimes you're like, just be really practical and help this pay for itself times 100. And that's one of the reasons I love the event, is because people literally will go home. It's usually on a Monday and Tuesday. And by the end of the week, they're like, they have an appointment set with someone. They're like, I had this prospect. And, you know, if you're listening right now, you've had a prospect in the last 6 months that you didn't close. It happens all the time. People at the event, and they're like, I'm going to call them back, because now I have a different kind of conversation, sure, and I'm going to close them.
Yeah.
So they find this sort of pent up demand that they already have, or they just didn't know it. And now they have something to sell them that's really helpful.
Yeah. And people keep trying to tell us we need to charge more, but we're fighting that. So.
They do tell us after, like, I would have paid 10 grand for this. And I'm like,
oh, okay,
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll take it. We have your credit card information. Do I have your approval? What's your mother's maiden name? Go ahead.
Next section. I mean, we spend a lot of time on this. We touched on day one, and we spend a lot of time on day two on whiteboarding and virtual whiteboarding. What I have, my conviction grows by the day with this,
yeah,
is that the elite advisors, if you want to be great, if you want to have a great business, you want clients that trust you, to understand what you're doing, you have to be a great communicator.
Yeah, absolutely.
And great communicators don't sit at a table with a yellow pad and push pre-generated illustrations across the table.
Right.
That might work because people don't have an alternative. But if you put that advisor up against an advisor that's up on a whiteboard teaching and coaching and inspiring, the advisor at the whiteboard wins 100% of the time.
And using key phrases. I mean, we've taken so many of the phrases, Stan, that you have just used and developed, and we take them from other advisors in our coaching community. You know, learning from, I mean, imagine if you could have 12 key phrases from, you know, successful advisors that you know are really, really effective in helping people go, yeah, I get that. And yes, I understand that. And yes, that makes sense. And yes, I want to work with you. So that's something that we do, is we actually teach specific, because people sometimes say, like, just tell me exactly what the ending said. Just tell me what to say. And there are key phrases you can use with people to reassure them, to never make them feel like, you know, they're confused, to move them towards making a decision. I mean, is anyone else tired of meeting with someone five times and then not making a decision? Like, yeah. Sten doesn't do that. Like, our advisors that we work with, they don't meet with people multiple times before they make a decision. It's one, two, maybe three meetings, and then they're in, because of the urgency you create. So we teach the whiteboarding, which is, again, how to communicate ideas in a really elite way. And then additionally, what's the language you add to the whiteboarding that makes people feel like, this is unlike any meeting I've ever had in my life with an advisor. And it's, or if they've never met with an advisor, this is not what they expected. They really expected a sit down business numbers. Instead, they get a very dynamic experience. And frankly, the other part of this is advisors we work with, they like their meetings more.
Yeah.
Right.
I think for most clients, you know, whether we want to admit this to ourselves or not, with the average advisor approach, is we're the same as their CPA meeting each year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meeting with their estate planning attorney. It's like, okay, I know I need to be responsible. I guess I'll go do that and cross it off my list. But imagine a world where they're excited to meet with you.
Yeah.
That, like, they leave talking to people about it, because it's, you know, one thing we coach in our event is you will never have a review meeting again. Every meeting you have from a prospect to an existing client is always a strategy meeting. It's always forward looking. It's always exciting. You will touch on what's happened in the past, but we're going to spend most of our time dreaming forward with you. And we're going to do that by standing up, lifting the energy in the room, saying things that make the client laugh, like the communication skills.
Yep.
Is that I can have an advisor, and I would even say that knows way more than me. But if I can sit in a room with a person that doesn't know about this and make them laugh and enjoy the meeting, I bet I get more referrals and I bet they take quicker action. Good communication is not us being better at selling and tricking people and not knowing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Both are important. But imagine you being a technically sound advisor with a great process, and then saying, well, if the only thing standing between me and this client saying yes to me is my ability to communicate and pull them in and show them the importance of taking action, I would say we should spend almost the same amount of time on that.
You know, I don't know if I've ever told you this, a little personal. One of my least favorite sayings ever in sales is, I could sell ice to Eskimos.
Mm.
Because what that implies is that the Eskimo is dumb enough to buy something they already have plenty of. And you were savvy enough to trick them into buying something they don't really need. I hate the phrase, I can sell ice to Eskimos. What I want is we want to teach advisors, I can find, identify, and sell a lifetime subscription to a solar powered heater to the Eskimo. Why? Because they actually need that. And that's something helpful. But, you know, I'm not excited when someone just sells really well. Unfortunately, that's sometimes the people that people look up to. It's like, how are you really good at convincing people? What this event does in a day and a half is it allows you to learn how to communicate and sell something that many of you are not selling at all. This is zero revenue for you. And if it is revenue, it's probably a tenth of what it should or could be if you're already doing it in a day and a half.
Yeah.
So the punchline to what we're talking about is, yes, this can all happen in a day and a half. If you're one of the people, one of the thousands of advisors who listen to the show, and you think, boy, that sounds great, I wish that was me. The only gap between that, where you are today, and the difference of, you know, a Wednesday, which is after the Monday, Tuesday event, of that being your reality, it's just coming to the event. It happens again and again and again for people who come to the event. Their reality changes, their business changes, and it's only a day and a half.
Yeah. When I lived the world, what I would call the average path as an advisor, when I met with a client and I needed to find money for them to invest, or I needed for them to buy an insurance policy, it was frequent, weekly. that I met with somebody that needed help, that I knew something that could help them, but I had no way of making money.
Yeah.
So that it just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where no matter who you meet with, you can add value and you can get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the relief of not having to creatively place a product that never did harm, but I also felt like, man, if I was them, I'd probably do something different. But if they did something different, I don't get paid for them to do mm-hmm. something different. Like that, mm-hmm. that internal struggle that
that's
all of
real,
us
man.
In that sales have to have.
That's some real talk right there, St. Morgan.
Yeah. We want to free you of that to say, no matter who you sit with, you have something to offer them.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they could say no to you, but no more did Sten, where I grew up, you know, single mom. We didn't have any assets or, you know, income really. I kept saying no to them when I was like, but that was me. Now I can say, hey, there's a way for us to work together. You can say no to me, but I'm no longer saying you are not, you know, worthy of our attention and time because I don't have a business model to support you.
Yeah.
Now I do. And you can say no to me, but I'm not saying no to you anymore. Like for me, that was one of the biggest wins in learning how to do this.
Yeah. You can help more people in different ways. And certainly business owners are likely the ideal candidate in the situation. But I was talking with one of our community members even just last week, and he was just talking about, you know, he works with younger families, couples, young children. And we were just talking through his pricing for them because he's like, you know, they're usually not $10,000 planning clients, but they're $3,000, $4,000 planning clients all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's doing college planning for them and make sure they have the right amount of life insurance and, you know, all the setup for their, you know, for their future, for them and their family. And I mean, I was like, man, do those all day long. Because he was kind of down on himself about not charging more. And I was like, man, do those $3,000 and $4,000 plans all day long. But if he just had to sell term policies and get 35-year-olds to start investing in the market, he's going out of business.
Yeah, you'd struggle for a long time.
Yeah.
For me, and then the last day, we also spent a lot of time with prospecting because that is, we all need that. And that's the
that's what everybody wants to talk about. Yeah.
But there is a reason we leave it towards the end because we want to equip you first. We want to do some mindset shifts. We want to give you some practical ways of how do you price your plans? What's your proposal going to look like? What's your deliverable? Really practical. We want you to leave being able to do this the next day.
Yeah.
So we'll unpack all that. I'll show you all the stuff that my team uses, but I also want you to prospect differently. As opposed to using hope and chance, I'm going to bump into somebody or I hope somebody refers somebody and we're sitting around. We're going to teach you targeting strategies, which is how you use great ideas to get in front of ideal prospects. And then what method are you going to use to communicate and mm-hmm. create rapport with them? So we dive deep into that. The feedback we've gotten from that is once you learn this way of prospecting,
yep.
you'll never go back.
Yep.
You'll still do the random stuff. I still like getting random unexpected referrals, but I want to have a prospecting method that I control mm-hmm. that when I put the effort in and I pull the lever, I get results from it. So I love that section of the event.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's something in your life for you who are listening that you used to do another way and then you learned a new way and you've never gone back to the old way. You're like, why would I ever be the more efficient version of that?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it might be, right? And that is what happens to people in this foundational area. I mean, frankly, the number one thing, if we just said prospecting, people would show up all day long.
Yeah.
But you can't start there. But when you finish there, people go, great. Now I know how to go apply all the things I've learned in this new pricing and this new way of delivering services. And then they go home and they do it. And that's why people literally go home and within a week or two, they have appointments set and they're like, this is an ideal planning client.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the level of practicality. I do want to encourage you. You know, we trust and believe that this episode has been helpful to you, but don't just take our word for it. Literally, if you go to howtocharge.live.com, then you're going to see lots of conversations we've had with advisors who have been through the event and more information, even about all the way down to what is the agenda. The other reason I don't like a lot of events is they're sort of like secretive about what are you going to really talk about. We literally give the agenda for what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find all the information at howtocharge.live.com. And if you want this to be your reality, whether you are or you have not yet started charging for your advice, in a day and a half, we really can teach you everything that you need to know to get a great start in this area.
Yeah. And our commitment to you is it will be the or one of the best advisor events you've ever been to.
Absolutely.
Because we hear that all the time. And that's as we build the event, that's our heart behind it. I will be there with you the whole time. Andy will be there with you the whole time. We'll field questions. We'll do practical stuff. But my challenge to you as an advisor, if you think back to the last 12 months, what have you done? What have you invested in that has made like a meaningful shift in you?
Yeah.
Have you gone to the same old industry events? Or maybe you're part of a big firm and you're like, oh, they put one on for us. I've been part of all those and they're fine. they never shook me though. They never challenged me to kind of 10X. I feel like a lot of events are kind of in that 2X world. Like, hey, I'm going to slowly grow over time. Our event was built to be a 10X event that you will look back in 1 month, 6 months, 12 months and say, I'm never going back. I now have six figures of new revenue. My reputation in town has improved. I'm not just a salesperson. I'm actually truly an advisor now. So from one advisor to another, invest in yourself, whatever that is. We have an event coming up. I think we still have some seats, and then we'll do another one early next year. But invest in something that will shake you up and make you different.
If you have questions about the event, again, go to howtochargelive.com. You can set an appointment to meet with me, or you can just go ahead and get your ticket there. And we look forward to seeing you here with us at our offices for a day and a half that will fundamentally, foundationally, and I guarantee change your business for the better. Thanks for your time. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Bob.